body was spiced, the party was pumping.
Hey, yeah.
B-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
Ha, ha.
B-I-O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
B-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. Ha, I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
It's Dexter Taylor, and I'm the quarterback. I get behind the center, and then I go snap. I'm the king of the option run to the end zone. I score 3 touchdowns at the RCA Dome. I ain't come here looking for trouble, just here to do the state champ shuffle.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this fifth edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk. As usual, alongside Brady Klein and Sam Wiederhoft, I'm your host, Jack Kaiser. We will have all the latest information and discussion on Greyhound varsity football for you today. This past Friday, Carmel dominated North Central in their homecoming game victory, moving them to 4-2 and progressing their win streak to 3 games. They will travel to Ben Davis tomorrow night for a state championship rematch. But today, we will have center Chase Crowder later on in the show. And our regular first guest, head coach John Hebert, is busy preparing for tomorrow. So right now, we have assistant coach Dexter Taylor with us. Thanks for joining us, Coach Taylor.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, Jack?
It's going pretty good. It's been a good morning so far, and I can't wait to get this show started. So tomorrow is a huge game for the team. Ben Davis beat you in the state championship last year, leaving a pretty bad taste in your mouth. I'm sure the players are fired up. So what's the team been like this week in practice compared to other weeks?
I think we've been consistent, just like any other week. You know, week to week, we'll, you know, focus on ourselves and the opponent. We didn't, as a staff, pump this game up. You know, we like to keep it, you know, week to week, you know. But in the back of our minds, we know what happened in state championship last year. So, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone's eager, you know, to get over to the west side and, you know, come back with a victory.
We know you're the special teams coach. So what kind of role is the special teams going to play in a big game like this against Ben Davis, where momentum is key?
As any game, you know, it's a third of the phases. So, you know, we always play an important role. You know, like any other week, I like to not to give up any big plays and make a few big plays ourselves, you know, get the momentum, you know, put our offense in scoring position and hopefully get our defense, you know, in great positions for the other offense.
And we talked about the special teams a second ago, but you're also the running backs coach as well. What's it like having such a deep depth at the running back position?
I mean, it's great. I mean, at that position, you have to have numbers. I mean, especially in the mid-conference. It's a physical conference week to week, so, you know, guys are going to get banged up, and the next guy, you know, like any other year, you know, they'll step up, and their role is – everyone's role is critical. I mean, from the first guy to my sixth guy, you know, we always, you know, pump up, you know, scout team. I got a senior down there. I have a junior down there. I have a sophomore down there. And they all, everyone's role is the same. I mean, we make the team better. And on Friday nights, we come to compete.
Now, just as Brady mentioned, you're the running backs coach. How do you think they've done so far, in your opinion?
They're okay. They always got work to do.
We've seen Ben Davis this whole year has had a struggling defense, constantly giving up 30 points every single game. How do you plan to attack them on offense? What's the game plan?
Come see us play Friday.
All right.
I love the vague answer. I love it.
Hide it. Now, like we said, you're going to hide it there, but what are some of the things that Ben Davis's defense does that you guys have prepared for this week in practice that's different than other teams?
Ben Davis, you know, they've been, you know, consistently good defense. You know, they have lost a few key role players that they've had in the past, but we'll attack their weaknesses that we've seen on film, and I'm pretty sure they have identified some weaknesses we have on offense. But as long as we execute, we hang on to the football, you know, we'll be fine. I expect, like any other week, put up 40, 50 points, you know, whether we come to that or not. As long as we come out with a victory, I think it's, you know, good in my book.
Now, we talked to you about this before we went on air, but you played at Warren Central High School. So when Carmel takes on the Warriors every year, is that your favorite game to be a part of?
Favorite game to be a part of? I love Friday nights. I mean, Friday night football. But, you know, when we go over and play Warner, and this year they're coming up here, you know, like any other week, you know, I'm excited. I don't, you know, pump up that game over any other game. You know, I just look forward to that we're playing, you know, Thanksgiving weekend and state championship.
Like you said, you did play for Warren in your high school career. You also won Mr. Football your senior year. What was it like winning Mr. Football and being recognized as the best football player in the state?
Back then, I really didn't, you know, put too much stock in it. It really wasn't a goal through going through the season. I mean, we would go out each weekend or each week and just look to dominate the opponent, and, you know, a lot of hard work in the off season and through my 4 years in high school, ended up with the trophy of Mr. Football. So, you know, I think it's pretty cool.
And speaking of Mr. Football, we actually have a Mr. Football candidate on our team right now, the quarterback Michael Victrup, who injured his hamstring against Pike a few weeks ago. Are you guys feeling more confident in his running ability after the injury?
I'm always been confident in Mike Victrup. You know, I gave him a nickname, Superman. I mean, he does things that other guys can't do, and I don't think his ability relies on his legs. I mean, this year he looks very, very comfortable, you know, throwing the football, you know, distributing the football, handing the football off, and when he has the opportunities, you know, he can make plays with his legs, as all of us know. So, you know, I'm extremely confident in our quarterback number 12.
And we've talked to a lot of players. Every player we've actually had on the show, we've asked them this one question, what their pregame ritual is, what their pregame pump-up music is. What's that like for you before the game? Do you have anything specific that you do to get pumped up?
Anything specific pregame? You know, go through our normal routine, you know, meetings, and then getting ready for specialists. I mean, I don't have any pregame music or favorite song that I like to listen to. I do, I like to get a haircut the day before, you know, right before the game, and then just come out with a lot of energy and ready to go.
I love the haircut tradition, but now we're over halfway through the season, and the style and capabilities of this team should be pretty apparent at this point. And you've seen over the last few years what different teams at Carmel have been like. How does this 2015 team compare?
I mean, they're resilient like any other team we've had in the past. I mean, you know, each year, I mean, last year we had Isaac James, Chris Perkins, Shakir Pascal, you know, Luke Parker. We had a great kids lead the program, and I mean, we got, you know, that's why it's a program. You develop kids year to year, and we got, you know, juniors that were last year, you know, key players, and some that didn't really play that much. They all step up year to year, and, you know, that's what's great about a school like this, school this size. I mean, guys are going to step up who didn't play last year. Other guys who did play last year, you know, they take on a bigger role when it comes to leadership. So 2015 Greyhound, I mean, it's a great team.
And you said a second ago, you had the guys last year, like Chris Perkins and Shakir Pascal, two of the biggest and most powerful running backs we've seen come through the Carmel program. And now this year, we have Stephen Watts and Tobias Watkins, two smaller but similar style running backs. How do you think they've compared to the running backs from last year?
I mean, their numbers are similar. You know, they execute at a very high rate. Tobias, he played behind those guys a lot last year when he got his opportunities. So, you know, both those guys have stepped up, but, you know, my expectations and in my room are always high for all my players, and they answer it each year.
Coming off a 51-0 victory last week against North Central, which player do you think stood out in that game?
All of them.
Yeah, I was going to say,
definitely a team victory. 51-0.
I mean, we got a lot of guys in the game to play, which I think is always good anytime you can get all the kids playing. As far as one player standing out, I mean, they're all standouts in my book.
All right. I think that's all the questions we have for you, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us here on Hound Pound Sports Talk. We really appreciate it. Another great interview. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have center Chase Crowder with us. You're listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk.
Go Hounds.
Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, alongside Sam Wiederhoff and Brady Klein, I'm your host, Jack Kaiser. We had a great interview with Coach Dexter Taylor there. He talked a little bit about his Warren Central days and what he's seen from the Carmel Greyhounds so far this year. But now we have starting senior center Chase Crowder with us. Thank you so much for joining us, Chase.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, you're the starting center on the offensive line, just like I mentioned, one of the most difficult positions to play on the field. What's the hardest thing to deal with game in and game out down there in the trenches?
It definitely is a very physically demanding job, but I think the hardest thing to deal with is a lot of people definitely think it's physical, but the mental aspect, that can really get to me. Being the center, making all the calls, but I have a lot of all the guys next to me that are there, they're going to help me, but I think just kind of keeping the tempo and the pace rolling is that might be the most difficult job.
How do you think you guys as an offensive line together have improved throughout the season?
I think we've improved by leaps and bounds. We've been rotating some guys, but we're a senior dominated offensive line, and we got a left guard and Justin Williams, who's a junior. He's really stepped up, but I think we've approached games differently. We've started practices faster, and I think when we're rolling, we're unbeatable as a unit.
Now, we saw last year you started off the season as you didn't play center, actually. You started off as rotated through the entire offensive line, but now you're mainly at center. What's it like being put there and having that as your permanent spot for this year?
It's definitely nice. Last year, there was a little more more difficult because I didn't know if I was going in to play right guard or left guard or center or whatever. But definitely, I did like that because now I know all the positions. But being strictly center has taken a lot of pressure off my shoulders. But it's also brought a lot of other responsibilities. But I'm very happy about being a permanent position.
And from what I've heard and seen over the years, the O-line really likes to joke around with each other. How does that chemistry help you guys in games?
Well, as a unit, the offensive line, we have to be a very tight knit unit. Five fingers, one fist is what we like to say. But I think definitely the joking around and the chemistry part is really good for us to bond together. And I mean, it's all lighthearted, but it definitely brings us closer, more as brothers than teammates.
Now, for the players listening out there, what are some of the nicknames that you guys like to call each other?
Oh boy, we like to. I'll refer back to Justin Williams. We like to call Justin Williams either Mom or 40 Piece.
Wow,
that's a good one. 40 Piece is a famous one. Most people know Deshaun Williams as Tank.
Yeah, that's a given. That's a and then given I know one. You call Jack Lorson Dad, right?
Jack Lorson is Dad. He's the father of the offensive line. He's there with his wisdom, and he's definitely a sage for us.
And this year, that fist has really taken some hits this year. We saw some injuries to Simon Charles and Harley Fry. How have you guys dealt with those injuries?
Well, Simon's been struggling. He's dealt with some back problems for the past year now, but it's a day-to-day thing for him. And Harley Fry, it was a freak thing. He got rolled up on in a game. So he's definitely rehabbing, but it's nice having depth and everyone, because with that depth, we could just kind of keep it rolling without a drop-off. And I think definitely expect to see Harley back next week, ready to go, and Simon just keep doing his thing every day, stretching his back and keeping it going.
And we saw a couple weeks ago, you talked about the injuries at the depth. We saw a couple weeks ago you actually injured your right hand. You played a whole game snapping with your left hand. How was that, and how was that different for the quarterback and the combination between you two?
It definitely created a little bit of tension between me and Michael. You know, after every play, he would kind of – I think he kind of just started to understand what I was doing. But, I just took a blow to my right thumb. And there was an option of me playing guard, but I decided that I didn't want to play guard, so I just – Wednesday before the game decided to learn how to snap left-handed. So I think definitely it was definitely different. Wouldn't want to do it again, but now I know that I can, so that was nice.
And moving on to the game next week, it's a rematch of the state championship with Ben Davis. And Coach Taylor said earlier that they really haven't been preparing or any different or treating it like any other game. But, I mean, come on. The emotions have to be there yeah. after a state championship right. loss. What's that like?
Kind of going off what Coach Taylor said and also what Coach Hebert said at practice. It's not as much as of a revenge thing, because a loss in the state game can't be revenged by a win in a regular season. But there's definitely, you can sense that it's definitely a little more personal. just from how devastating the loss was last year. So I think, I don't know if we're approaching it any differently to how we're starting practice and finishing practice, but mentally we're very locked in and precise on what we're doing.
Every week it seems like we always ask this question to the skill players, but we always ask them, who are the unsung heroes of this team? Always say the offensive line. So what kind of role do you think the offensive line plays within the whole team?
You know, being on the offensive line, I think it's definitely a different kind of job, and it takes a certain group of individuals. Like you said, we are definitely the unsung heroes, but it is nice being recognized by some of the guys who get all the score all the touchdowns. But you know, growing up, most of the guys who play offensive line grew up playing it, so it's kind of what we know how to act, and definitely have to be a little more. We have to be a tighter unit because we're not individuals, we're one unit. So,
and we've seen over the last couple of weeks they've been rotating throughout the captains before the games, all the seniors, and we've also asked some of the coaches who they think some of the leaders are on this team and other players, and your name has been brought up a lot. Do you think of yourself as a leader on this team?
I'd like to think of myself as a leader. Not at times I'm not always the most vocal person. I mean, I can get vocal, but I'm a little more reserved. I like to think that I use my actions and my play on the field to kind of lead, and when it's needed, I'll get the guys going a little bit. But I definitely do hope to think of myself as a leader, and hope other people do too.
And you guys are on a little bit of a win streak now. What's changed the last 3 weeks that have enabled you guys to get three really strong victories in a row?
I think we really just kind of took a step back and looked at how we were not how we were performing on Fridays, but how we're performing in practice and at the beginning of the week. Because I think that really correlates to how we're going to perform on Friday. So we just decided to start practice the way we'd want to start a game, and that's fast, and finish fast. So with starting fast, it's definitely, we've seen a result with how we've played Friday. So we've been more mentally locked in too, and that's a big thing.
Do you think the momentum that's been built up by these last three victories will carry into these next two huge games against Ben Davis and Warren Central?
I definitely do. I think they were really big three-game win streak for us. Now we're kind of just start to figure out what we're capable of, and we're just going to keep trying to improve, keep the same routine going at practice. You know, like I said, starting fast. I definitely think it was very big for us to have these last three wins going into this these last three games of the season, which will be tough.
And one of the biggest things that one of the biggest groups of players that don't really get talked about a lot are the scout teams on both sides of the ball. Who are some of the scout team players that have really stuck out to you and think they've made you better throughout practice?
You know, scout team is something that most people look down upon, but it's really one of the most important parts of what we do, because without them we're not getting any of the looks, and they really do make us a lot better, and it helps for them. We're making each other better at the same time, but recently, there's been one guy in particular who's been giving me some fits, and that's Vance Routabush. He's out there every day. He's just working his butt off, really getting after it, doing what the coaches ask, and making practice against the scout team very difficult.
Now, Brady asked a question he likes to ask every week about the scout team, and Sam's going to ask one later. I won't reveal it, but listeners, thank you God. Probably know. The question I have for you that I like to ask every week to each player is, what game do you like to be a part of the most?
That's a good question. The game that I like to be a part of the most, are we talking like teams we play?
Yes.
I love playing all the games, but it's hard to say that there's not one game in particular that you really like. And just growing up my whole life, I've loved playing against. I've always thought that the rivalry and the competition and amount of respect between Carmel and Warren has always been special.
Now, you say that's the best team or the biggest game that you like to play in. You've played in stadiums like Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati, Lucas Hill Stadium, down at the Rock at Trinity. What's your favorite stadium that you've played at so far?
Well, besides Carmel Stadium.
Of course.
I really do enjoy playing at Lucas because it's such a special feeling. I mean, playing at Trinity and Nippert, that was a very fun experience because, they're obviously really big venues. But playing at Lucas, there's something very special about that because it's kind of in your hometown. And playing there usually means that you're in the state championship game, and that's always awesome.
All right, here's my question I ask the players every single week. We've gotten various responses, but in the locker room, what are you listening to? What kind of music are you listening to try and get dialed in before kickoff?
That's an even better question. Well,
it's okay. You can admit it. Victor listens to classical music, so you can admit anything.
Yeah, I mean, the way we do it is I think the music kind of progresses throughout the week. You know, Monday we don't usually have that much music because we're in meetings a lot. And, you know, we've kind of changed the culture of the locker room music this year as opposed to last year. A little more, I'd say, well-rounded as opposed to just one genre that sounds like the same stuff. But I think really we've emphasized the kind of just music. Before games, we usually, guys will just bring in their own headphones and listen to stuff because we have meetings going on. But, going back to what you said about Michael Victrup, we're big fans of Earth, Wind, and Fire and Frank Sinatra. All right, goodness. Now, I know that's probably not what most people would expect to listen to before games, but helps us lock in.
And Carmel has plenty of traditions, whether it's in the locker room, before the game, after the game. You've seen those over the years playing on the football team. What's your favorite tradition from this program?
I'd say one of my favorite traditions is before we go out, we always touch the Greyhound statue. One of my other favorite traditions is win or loss, we always we'll go to the sidelines and sing to the crowd. I think that's really important, even if we do lose, that we do that just to kind of keep our heads high and continue to work to get better.
All right. Thank you so much, Chase, for joining us. We really appreciate it. That was a great interview. We'll come back and recap those two interviews, the one with Coach Taylor and this most recent one with Chase Crowder. You're listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk on 91.3 WHJE.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
Make it. just run them red lights. We could just run them red lights.
Thousand pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
I need your love. I need your love. I need your love.
Welcome back to Hound Pound Sports Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I love this song. We're all dancing in here in the studio. And Chase actually decided to stick around for a little bit. He doesn't have anything going on right now. And we also brought in fellow radio staff member and football player Jake Leach into the studio. And we might let Chase and Jake have a little panel discussion. I think that'd be pretty cool. What do you think, guys?
Sounds great.
I'm up for it.
Sounds great.
All right, so Chase, I know you wanted to start off with a question for Jake. What was that?
Yeah, Jake Leach, I have a question for you. And that question is, what do you do personally to prepare for games?
Well, Chase, very interesting question. You know, I think the preparation between a defensive player and an offensive player definitely varies because you guys have a lot of mental things to think about, which we do too.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I think I've said this before. I like to get myself into a zone where, you know, just completely out of mind, out of body, and I'm doing anything I can to get psyched up. And, you know, so I go home, take a quick nap, then I listen to some music. I've always got headphones on, you know, I'm listening to Eminem, Lil Wayne, you know, anything to get me pumped up. And I'm just trying to get in that mode where I can go out and hurt some people, you know?
Now we're talking
about make some plays. Better exactly. Say make some plays make and hurt some people.
Make some plays.
But you know, hey, you're not going to not try, right?
Collateral damage happens, you know?
So we talked a little bit about the Ben Davis game coming up, and Chase talked about their defense. Talk a little bit about the Ben Davis offense, Jake.
The Ben Davis offense is it's a tough one to prepare for. The athletes are incredible, and, you know, I love our defense. I'm on the defense, but we do not have the athletes to match it. And, you know, that's one of the great things that I love about playing at Carmel, is that, you know, no matter what athletes we have, we're going to prepare for each team the same. And that's just by playing our gap defense, being sound fundamentally. So, you know, preparing for it is hard. It's, you know, they have a bunch of Division I athletes on there. They're big, they're fast, they're strong. It's going to be a fun one.
2013 was the last time that Carmel played a game at Ben Davis, which we're playing at Ben Davis this year. But we saw them have a huge lead going into halftime, then lose it all in the second half and lose 28-24. What are you guys as a defense going to try and do to prevent that?
Just like the rest of the season, we got to get out to a fast start. That's been crucial because we've played well in every second half this year, and we just can't give up big touchdowns to an explosive offense that, you know, they live off those big plays, and we're going to have to limit those.
I feel so bad for Chase right now. I have another question for Jake. Chase is just sitting there all quiet and lonely. But we saw some injuries happen in the defensive backs. Who are some players that we've seen step up? We saw Jacob Abrams get a lot of playing time. And this is only his first year playing football. How's he done so far this year?
He's doing great. And I can tell you that he's loving it. And he'll definitely be on the field next year. He's got a lot to learn as a young guy. And it's tough. Cornerback is one of the toughest positions to play on our defense. You know, it's hard to have the self-discipline to stay out there, stay outside. And, you know, he's doing great. His tackling has improved all season, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him play against a top-tier team.
Now, I'd like to correct Sam on the score of the state championship real quick.
Whoa,
you said 28-24.
No.
No, that was 2 years ago.
I was talking 2013.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
Talking state championship. I was talking 2013.
That game was
regular season.
That game was bitterly cold, too.
That was
like two or three missed field goals and extra points,
that
too.
Makes much more sense. Okay. And, Chase, I had a question for you. You know, being on the offensive line and Jake being on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, do you guys really see each other that much in practice?
You know, we definitely, our lockers are right next to each other, so that's nice. There's always a little bit of a tension about locker room space. But, you know, we don't see each other that much on the field. When we do, it's usually in like a 2-minute drill. But when we do, there's definitely a lot of competing going on.
Yeah, I mean, in the locker room, we see each other a lot. We're always dancing, having a great time. So we definitely fight for the same chair in the locker room sometimes, but, you know.
And
who wins that fight?
I win the fight every time. Same result.
He's got a little bit.
I got people to back me up,
yeah.
Too.
He's got a posse.
I have a posse.
Now, speaking of fighting, there is a drill between the offense and the defense called combat drill. Describe what that's like.
It's exciting, you know. We've never done that. I've never done that at Carmel, and it's a great way to start practice. However, I'm still waiting for my name to be called, and I'm hoping that it's against Chase Crowder.
Sounds like a challenge.
How do you feel about that, Chase? He's calling you out right here, right now.
He's mentioned that to me before about how much he'd like to go up against an offensive lineman, and particularly me. But, you know, as our former coach, Coach Wright, would say, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it.
Wow. Wow, guys.
Now, one thing that we've seen this year that we really didn't see a whole lot of with Coach Wright was the inclusion of all the middle school games. We saw a middle school game being played last night, Carmel Middle School versus Fisher's Middle School at Carmel Stadium, and you guys stick around for a little bit after that. What's it like having these middle school players coming and watching? I know you guys have a high five line, so what's it like having these kids look up to you?
I think it's really awesome for the kids to be able to come to the high school and play with us. And the high five line, that just gets them really excited. And we usually have some alumni from those middle schools kind of stand in the middle with them and break it down. So I think it's very cool. And it's obviously exciting for them to be able to play on the high school field.
And the camaraderie between all these guys. Sorry to cut you off there, Sam, but I know one of the big things is the spaghetti dinner on Thursday nights. You don't always eat spaghetti, but, I mean, that's what you call it because most oftentimes you do. And you do different things on Thursdays to prepare for games. I know Jake Leach is drinking a big gallon of water in the studio.
Always.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
As a trainer, stay hydrated. Yeah, that's
great stuff. But, Chase, that spaghetti dinner, how does that really help you guys sort of loosen up before Friday nights?
It's definitely been a good addition to how we prepare. And I think, first of all, I'd like to point out I do have a gallon of water, just not with me. But yeah, the spaghetti dinners are awesome because it's a big good opportunity for like the team to kind of, you know, take a step back off the field and really kind of come together in a different environment. We're still focused and locked in, but we're able to kind of joke around a little bit and laugh and get that other type of bonding in.
A question for both you guys. Who's the nastiest player on this team? Who's got the biggest hit? Who's the most physical? I know Jake doesn't want to say himself, but
it's tough. No, I wouldn't say myself. You know, you got big hitters all over the field. On the offensive line, I know you guys are always pancaking guys, but on the defensive side, we've got guys like Fleck. He's always nailing kids. Maza, he's a beast out there, yeah. You know.
Maza's a beast.
Abiquo's a sure tackler, always making great tackles. So, I mean, the whole defense is nasty. You know, we're always out there trying to make big hits.
And kind of going off that, I know for a fact that Jake Leach has been known to lay the wood. But on offense, you know, the offensive line, we obviously do a lot of the hitting. But like big play wise, we always got guys like Mike Victrup and Jalen and Ethan and Tobias always kind of they're always there making plays, and especially when the receivers are on the perimeter blocking, those are always big.
And a question for Jake real quick. You mentioned Jacob Abrams sort of developing into a nice defensive back. What was it like for you last year developing under guys like Luke Parker and Logan Miller?
I mean, it's definitely an experience because I know that those guys went through the same stuff I went as a younger player in the program. And watching Luke Parker play, he was one of the most sound, fundamentally safeties that's been through this program. And I think the coaches would tell you that too. But I learned a lot. And in the offseason, I learned a lot of lessons from him too. He kind of taught me the ways of the safety play and stuff. So, I mean, those guys were all white-collar players, which I like to think myself as too. So it was great to watch them play and get a chance to play alongside them too. So.
You say getting a chance to play alongside them. Who's your favorite player, to both of you? Who's the favorite player, the most energetic player you've been able to play with?
I think I'm going to have to go with JV last season, playing with Nick Fox at safety. We kind of just went out there and tore it up together. It was a lot of fun to go out there and hit some kids. So, for me, that's who I would have to say.
I'd have to go back to last year as well. Someone that I enjoyed playing with for 2 years was probably Nate Thompson. I've always looked up to him. As an older brother type of role model, he brought a type of energy that was just contagious, and he was always there to work and get the job done.
And so Brady asked you who's your favorite player to play with, and Chase, you asked, or someone asked, who laid the wood on defense, but who's the funniest guy to be around on the team? You guys are both pretty funny, but who else?
I'll throw it out there, and I'll say Nathan Abiquo.
Nathan, I've been playing football with Nathan Abiquo for a long time, and I can tell you that the Nathan Abiquo jokes never get old. So, I mean, he's just a really funny kid, fun guy to be around, and the one thing about him is he's always smiling, and he has the biggest smile that you could see. So, I mean, Nathan Abiquo is probably one of the most funny kids.
Mm-hmm. I think Chase agrees there, but yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. That was a great discussion we had, a lot of laughs and some good insight. That's all for us here on Hound Pound Sports Talk. For Sam Wiederhoft and Brady Klein, I'm your host, Jack Kaiser. Stay tuned to 91.3 WHJE.